A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kips Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the just-ended MTCT Extraordinary Congress. And in terms of COVID figures, we see that in Zimbabwe, there are over 13,000 people that have contracted COVID-19, and out of this number, more than 10,000 have recovered. There have been also some deaths, and as of now, there are 349 deaths. And in the last 24 hours, there were 114 people who were diagnosed of having COVID-19, and there were 8 deaths. Worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 81 million people that have contracted COVID-19, and out of this number, 1.8 million have died. The same hospital reports that over 19 million people have actually contracted COVID-19 in USA, and 333,140 people have died. Jonga.
So, Tashika, kubata vanhu vanofanira kuita iwo 13,077, kana kuti zviuru gumi nezvitatu nemakumi manomwe nevanomwe muZimbabwe. Pavanhu ivavo, vanhu vashaya nechirwere ichi vasvika pa 349, kana kuti mazana matatu nemakumi mana nevapfumbamwe. Tichiona kuti svondo rimwe chete vanhu vafa munguva iyoyo vakawanda kwazvo kubva mashoko atakwanisa kunge tichiziviswa. Nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita vaseri vakashaya. Tatarisawo pasi rose chirwere ichabata vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi masere kana kuti 8.7 million pasi rose. Vanhu vakawanda zvikuru muamerica mucee vanhu vanokwana kuita 19 million kana kuti mamiriyoni gumi nemapfumbamwe vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Chiurayiro vanhu vanodarika zviuru zvemazana matatu over 300,000 vanhu vafa nechirwere ichochi. Tichatarisawo nyaya yemusangano kana kuti sarudzo veextraordinary congress dzakaitwa nezuro muHarare dzebato reMDCT, kwatinozva kuti kwava kuine nyonganyonga nezhowezhowe kukandirana makobvu nematete panyaya iyoyo, asi sarudzo tinonzva kuti dzakapedzisira dzaburitsa munhu ari kunzi akakunda. Tichabatawo zvakare nyaya yezviri kuitika muno muamerica, patinoona kuti nezuro mutungamiri wenyika vaDonald Trump vakasaina bhiri rinobvumidza kuti hurumende inge ichibatsira nemari inoita kuti mapazi ange achishanda kusvika muna Gunyana gore rinouya kana kuSeptemba gore rinouya, panguva imwe chete achiita mari inokwana kuita mabhiriyoni mazana mapfumbamwe kana kuti 900 billion yakasainwa navaTrump kuti inge ichibatsira vanhu vari kutambura muamerica nenyaya yechirwere checovid-19.
Yes, Chonga, for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 figures in Zimbabwe and worldwide. So I think some people are asking about the figures again. So as we spelled out, as Mr. Chonga has actually put it out there, there are over 13,000 people who have contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And out of this number, 10,593 have actually recovered. We have got about 349 people who have died of COVID-19 since March this year. And in the last 24 hours, there were roughly about 114 people who were diagnosed of having COVID-19, and 8 people actually died in Zimbabwe. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 81 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and more than 1.8 million have died. And in America, according to the same hospital, there are over 19 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and 333,140 have actually died. So, hey, COVID-19 wazani tilda upetu. But again, as you have kuluma kuto kunyo kategele lamdanje, the Extraordinary Congress, EMTCT, and Zwe Izolo. So we are also focusing on this issue because there was chaos at that Extraordinary Congress, with some people saying their names were struck off the register. And apparently, Mr. Ozani Kupe, who was the interim leader of the party before the Congress, it seems as if she stomped out after she complained of some kind of alleged election rigging by Douglas Monzora. Then she went on to actually suspend Monzora, claiming that he was playing around with the party's funds, and at the same time, he allegedly rigged the elections. So let's have a glimpse of what happened at that Congress. So we're going to play a video.
We cannot assume. We can't assume for China. Why do you watch? We come all the way from Bulawayo. And we find our name's not there.
And in China, in.
And we don't know what's happening.
They are leaking.
We don't know what's happening. We expect our name. Whoever is in charge, whoever is doing this.
We have consent.
Most of them don't appear.
What do you think is the reason? For your name,
maybe best known to those that you can. I don't know the reason behind this, but maybe that's known to those that have done it. But only what we want is to have all the names appear on the voter's roll and we continue voting. Nothing else. Nothing other than that.
Which position do you hold? Which position do you hold? Which position?
I am the open head secretary. Of course, my name is there. I am an agent. I'm Dr. Cooper's agent. But most of the voters can't find their names there. So it's like Bulawayo just came here for a visit.
Sorry, Dr. Cooper.
Sorry?
This opens then.
So that's part of the chaos that actually happened at the Congress, Chonga. It seems there were so many things there.
Bongo vadiwa tereri shirukura kizauti. Patunda paine poa poa seza maona nekuzwa pa video ya chanswa pa chirongwa chino na kipsiye zino. Chirukunzwa mumwe arukuru kwa kurukura ni watorewe nao. Baruku yungi tawote aiwa mazita ya wasikuwa nikwa pa voters roo. Baka ataura hivyo kuti hivyo wakanga waini kigaro. Kari mnyori we dunu. Nguwa 2014. Ase Paris zino, doa angawari election agent wa Dr. Sofosani Kupe, wa Mshare Kupe, pasarutu iyo. Waka pensura wataura yukuti ayo waka, sangoita wakungawano wabakula wa chashanya kuduma harare kukuti. Masitaka na asi po drakura wata, wata kwa nisa kupinda msarutu. Ase, I understand if that was later sorted out and all the names that were agreed on, people were allowed to vote. And I think that prompted the process to go ahead as was planned, though it was delayed. You can go ahead.
Yes, it seems as if, before the Congress, Dr. Kupe promised to actually deliver, and she was confident that she was going to win. Let's listen to what she said just before the Congress.
How are you?
I'm feeling good.
What's the feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Are you confident of winning the
party? Very confident, and I'm happy that finally we are having our extraordinary congress.
Are you satisfied with all the preparations?
I'm satisfied.
Are you happy?
Under difficult circumstances, I think we have tried.
Are you happy with the voters' role?
I'm happy.
Some of your colleagues have accused your interim party secretary of abusing party funds. What's your response?
I will not respond to that because you know that we have got a standing committee. Whatever we do it at our standing committee meeting.
What should Zimbabweans expect if you retain the party president?
We want a better life for all. We want to make sure that we move this country forward. That is going to be our preoccupation. So this is why we want this Congress to be out of our shoulders so that we start waiting for the good of everybody else.
Are you going to the United Chamisa?
We are in SDT. Let's cross the bridge when you get there. Right now, our major focus is the extraordinary Congress. We want it to be as fair as possible, to be as credible as possible. We want to make sure that as the opposition, we start working, like I said, for the good of everybody else. We want Zimbabweans to have a better life. We want political stability in this country. So this is what we want to be working.
But are you not going to deal with your TG? You said everything is discussed in the standing committee. But the TG has not been discussing things in the standing committee.
Our focus today is the extraordinary Congress. So let's focus on our extraordinary Congress and nothing else.
But the people...
Yes, Chonga, that is Ms. Tokozani Kupe speaking before the Congress. So there you are.
Yes, Gibbs, we heard confidently saying that everything was going on well, but later that turned out to be otherwise. Etandwa mzare kupe vachitaura kuti aiwa vanga vachifara izvakaitika sabvisa dzatanga chipabati ipapo zvakaitika sabvisa dzatanga vachitaura kuti vane chimbo chekuti zvinhu zvese zvagadzirika zvakafamba negwara sezvo vanga vachimboita matambudziko sebato rinopikisa kuti vanga vachigadzirisa sarudzo idzo dzichinge dzichisvika pakuitwa asi sarudzo yazenge yapakati pakazoita bowabowa nenyonga nyonga ndozvimwe zvinhu zvasava kuti kurukure Gibbs ndoroimba kuti une vatare vauye navo yes that will also be part of our discussion today.
Yes, just two seconds before that we've got Douglas Monzora who actually issued a statement when Kupe stormed out of the venue. She then said she had suspended Douglas Monzora for certain reasons. And one of the reasons was that he allegedly rigged the election. And at the same time, she alleged that he was pilfering party funds. Here's what he said.
I expect them to cool down, to relax, and accept the verdict of the people.
Mm-hmm. Is this leading to another split in the MDC?
I don't think so. A split is where the owners of the MDC split. The owners of the MDC in this regard are intact. As you saw, it was individual candidates who saw how the election was going, who have moved out. The members of Congress remained and resolved that they should continue, and they have just continued.
But you've been suspended. What is your response to that?
I can't be suspended by a fellow candidate in an election, during an election. And in a few minutes' time, or in a few hours' time, we will have a new president. And it is up to that president and the national executive to deal with this matter. It is an act of illegality.
There is Mr. Monzora there. He says no one can suspend him. And I guess we've got our guest now. Tonga, go ahead and introduce our first guest.
Our first guest is Mr. Thomas Mashingwe, who was the Independent Electoral Management Board chairman at the MDCT election last night. Mr. Mashingwe, welcome to our show.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, you. Mr. Mashingwe. Gibbs, do you have other guests you can introduce before I
close? Yes, we've got Mr. Witness Dube. Mr. Witness Dube is one of the supporters of Mr. Douglas Monzora. And we also have Mr. Innocent Ndivali, Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. And we're hoping to have Mr. Ten Moyo, who is a supporter of Ms. Thokozani Kupe. So go ahead with the first question.
Yes, Mr. Mashingwe, maybe you can walk us through the election, the MDCT Extraordinary Congress election that occurred yesterday.
We participated in the election process as the Independent Electoral Management Board, which I chaired. In terms of reference, the party was to produce a voters register or roll, which we are going to use.
So as far as you're concerned, Mr. Mashingwe, do you think the election was free, fair, and credible?
Indeed, it was free, fair, and credible, and also verifiable. Also, when regard is had to the fact that this is an internal process, and the party or the institution of the organization determines how it is going to run its election in the context of, in terms of its constitution. This, we are told, and we've learned that the party at every time would make a resolution regarding the running of the election.
So now, looking at the way Ms. Thokozani Kupe was actually complaining, it seems as if there was a voters register that was not agreed upon by all party members. Is that the case?
I wish to comment in confidence that on the 18th of April, the elections which were scheduled for the 19th were postponed on the basis of disagreement over the voters' roll. We were handed a copy of the resolutions taken by the MDC's National Council regarding the management of the voters' roll. And it seems to indicate that the party deferred to its provincial executives. We had to come up and validate the voter's role. So every province had the provincial role. And this is what was used, more particularly in the case of Bulawayo, the provincial role which was agreed to by parties, particularly the candidates.
Yes, no, now looking at also another issue concerning Ms. Thokozani Kube, why do you think she actually stormed out of the venue?
I'm not really privy to the reasons causing her storming out. But what is clear is that an independent electoral management board was appointed and no candidate raised any objection against its chairperson or its members. She did not raise any issue with the independent electoral board to the extent that whilst we were busy ensuring that the election is run properly. I think that's the time she stormed up. She did not talk to us, either myself as a chairperson or any member of the electoral management board. So we can not really guess as to why she allegedly stormed out.
Jonga?
Maybe Mr. Mashingwe, maybe can also clear the air here. We understand that Dr. Kube cancelled, she announced that she has cancelled the election and went on to suspend the party secretary general, Mr. Douglas Muonzura, meaning that whatever came out of that election is null and void. What's the position here?
The election process had started. And once that process was started, the independent electoral management board will be in charge. And for the election to be cancelled, it would require a competent authority, not a candidate, to cancel, defer, nullify, set aside, or postpone the process. We were not served with any order from a competent court which to stop our process, to stop the process.
Now, can you hold on? Yes, quiet, yes.
As to the suspension of Mr. Muonzura, purely an internal matter. We are not even privy to it. Outside the scope of terms of reference. So I'm unable to comment on that aspect of the purported suspension.
Can you hold on this? I think we've got Mr. Witness Dube. Mr. Dube, can you hear us? Mr. Witness Dube, can you hear me? I think Mr. Dube can't hear us at the moment. Mr. Dube, witness, can you hear me? I think he's got a challenge there, Chunga, with the phone. Maybe go ahead with Mr. Maswingwe. Maybe ask him in Shona.
Yes, Maswingwe, Tom Gamtrai, Mr. Wangwache, Dr. Kurukura. Nezvakatora nzvimbo kusarudzo yeExtraordinary Congress yebatore MDCT nezuro uko manga murimi vanga vari satigaro weboka raitungamira sarudzo Independent Electoral Management Board ivakawanda vamasimbe vanga vachimudza kunzi sarudzo yanga ine mhirizhonga zvokuti kuti vachiziva kuti zvakabuda musarudzo zviri kutambirika here kana kuti kwete zvave kunetsa vakawanda nekuti hapana achaziva kuti chokwadi chakamira papi. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pesarudzo iyoyo yamaitungamira yamaiita overseas?
Ichokwadi kuti ndaive sachigaro wekutungamirira sarudzo kongress yeMDCT tarudzo iyi takaifambisa zvakanaka chose. Zvinhu zvese zvikafamba zvakanaka. Pakupedzisira tikawa nemaresults kuti akunda ndiani waDouglas Mumbura ndiwo wakakunda vanga vaine 883 votes. Vamwe vacho vanga vaine 1018 vaitera mumashure mavo, vamwe vaine 14, vamwe vaine 9 votes. Ndo mafambiro akaita basa Mizuro.
Yes, so maybe let's try Mr. Witness Dube again. Mr. Dube, can you hear me now? Hello, Witness Dube, can you hear me? No, I think he has got very serious challenges with his phone. So let's turn to Mr. Innocent Ndibali of Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe. Mr. Ndibali, how are you?
I'm fine, Jeff. I hope you can hear me, but I'm on the road, but I can hear you very clearly.
Yes, we can hear you very, very clearly. So tell us, what do you think about the MTC Alliance Congress?
I think the first thing, Gibbs, I must say it's rather very, very strange that you've got a chairperson of an independent electoral body that is failing to condemn what happened in terms of the violence against women, in terms of the dignity and the chaotic nature of the process. You know, that happened yesterday. I find that very, very strange. But what we can say, looking from afar, obviously other issues like the legalities and so on, we cannot comment on that. But what we can actually say as EFF, I'm speaking as the EFF founding president, that look, from what we could see in terms of the violence, the chaotic, the shouting, and we can deduce that the whole process was chaotic. And there is a possibility that the rigging, you know, of the election was possible. But it is not our space to say. The other thing that I find strange is that we had a member of EFF Zimbabwe participating and actually moving the motion to adopt the outcome of the Congress. This is Comrade Shelton Chiangwa, who was a high-ranking member of EFF, who at one point held a position of national chairperson. And he loved the EFF so much that he even authored a letter that went to the CIC, Julius Malema, highlighting issues of EFF Zimbabwe and challenges and so on. So I think that's strange that the electoral body did not notice that actually the person who moved that machine.
So I think Chunga is also cut off there. So maybe you heard this kind of analysis saying, you know, the things that took place at that Congress, they look to be very, very crooked, you know.
Yes, maybe Mr. Mashingwa can respond to those allegations that he has not condemned the violence that took place yesterday at the MDCT Extraordinary Congress. And also the fact that they failed to notice that one of the people who moved the motion there belonged to the EFF. Mr. Mashingwa.
Thank you. Very much. Let me start with the last question. The moving of motion to adopt the outcomes of the Congress was purely or remains purely an MDC internal matter. We are not members of the MDC as members of the Commission, and that area is clearly out of bounds for us. So I will not comment on the internal processes of the MDC. And then coming to the first issue raised, spanned from about 10 a.m., 10 or thereabouts, and ended around 2 a.m. That's when we announced that we are during that process, there was peace and tranquility. You could have had some incidents here and there. But those are not, were not, could not affect the material outcome of the process. The Bulawayo province voted when the voter roll was produced. Every member wanted to vote, was qualified to vote, voted. And from time to time, we could check outside. We see there was no intimidation, there was nothing. It was not a violent Congress. It was a relatively peaceful Congress. And I continue to say that it was not a serious Congress. I think there could have been an isolated incident, which might appear as there was chaos. There was no chaos. When you deal with the congresses or political parties, trade unions, regard must be held to the nature of the discourse in those organizations. The Congress, or a political party or a trade union, is clearly distinguishable from a bishop's conference electing a bishop or a chief bishop. These are political proceedings, and the debate there is robust. And that is the essence of that political discourse. We are saying, as the independent electoral management board, the extraordinary Congress, the election, were free, fair, credible, and verified. If there be any issue, it is incumbent upon a personal agent to prove that here things did not go well. What the candidates do or do not do is none of the management board's concern. The candidates will say anything in the record, in any event, in the leadership of the party. You are not concerned about it.
So, in other words, you are saying that you delivered your mandate?
We delivered our mandate. In fact, we exceeded expectations in the delivery of the mandate. The election process was transparent. It had all the facets of a free, fair, credible, and verifiable election. If someone got 883 votes, it can be verified as to how he got those. The ballot papers were properly serialized, the security mark, there was no stuffing of the ballot. We issued out 1,027 ballots, 1,026 ballots came from the boxes. We tallied the figures, everything tallied up. It was clear the ballots which we counted were the ballots which we had issued. And when we did this, it was done transparently, and every candidate had an election agent who would observe the process and point out any requirements. We did not receive any official complaints from the candidate agent. I maintained that we did a good job, and that this party must now focus on its primary core business of offering an alternative to the ruling party and sustaining the democratic discourse, the democratic practice, the democratic space for the nation, so that it's healthy for the nation
to have an opposition party which is focused, which offers alternatives and assist the nation. That's what we now look forward to.
Thank you very much, Mr. Maswingwe, and stay on the line there. Let's try to connect Mr. Witness Dube. Mr. Dube, can you hear me? Yeah, Mr. Dube, I think your mic there is a little bit muted. Can you take off the microphones? Yes. Yeah, I can hear you without those microphones. Go ahead, sir.
Is it better now?
Yes, that's better. Yes, yes. So there are all these allegations of election rigging and yes.
Connection and reaching.
Yes.
Yes. To your viewers.
Yes. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I think we are having a very serious challenge with Dube's connections. I mean, Mr. Dube, we are trying to queue you again. Go ahead, Chonga.
Okay, Gibbs, I think Mr. Witness Dube is having a bad connection.
Yes.
What about Mr. Ndibali?
Yeah, Mr. Ndibali is still there. Can you talk to him? He's around.
Yes, Mr. Ndibali, I think you heard what Mr. Maswingwe said when he was explaining on their role as the Independent Electoral Management Board. Yes, Mr. Ndibali?
Yes, I did hear what the gentleman was saying about how the whole process was run. I think to a certain extent from their part, they may as well have been playing their job and doing their job. But what I was saying is that it's rather strange that you have, a chairperson coming onto a public platform and failing to condemn violence against women, failing to actually call those out who committed such barbaric acts, such violence, especially against Dr. Kupe. That is unacceptable for such a thing to happen, that we have a chairperson running such a... So how independent were they if he's failing to condemn such a, an act? Coming back to the issue of the adoption of the motion, I think he said it was an MDC internal issue. I believe that even the election, the extraordinary itself that they were running was an MDC issue. So in terms of adopting the motion, I would have thought that a member was supposed to be an MDC team member, not an EFF member moving a motion in an extraordinary Congress. A motion that has got such an effect of such proportional measures. Because that gentleman, I can tell you that I'm not aware of his resignation from EFF Zimbabwe. This is a man who held the position as the national chairperson of EFF Zimbabwe. This is a man who wrote a letter to the leader of the EFF revolution across Africa, Comrade Julius Malema. So this is not a man who is not known.
If I
joined the party and participated.
If I may interrupt you there, Mr. Ndibali, is that not the work or the mandate of the MDCT party to make sure that everyone who came into the election is a paid-up member or a bona fide member, not the Independent Electoral Management Board to oversee that? Is not that the issue of the party security structures to make sure that whoever came in and whoever moved the motion is their member?
I think in a way it is, the responsibility of the MDC and those who are actually running the processes. But what I'm saying is that my understanding is that Comrade Chamisa and the other leaders could not go to that Congress because they joined the other political parties. So how come this other leader moving a motion, yet he had joined another political party, yet we are not aware that they resigned or rejoined. So therefore, that is a bit strange. I'm rather highlighting the strange nature of things. So what
maybe
I'm saying
need,
is that
maybe, you need to reprimand or verify with your member whether he is there. Also resigned from the MDCT party, because maybe at one time he was a member of the MDCT and he never resigned and he went on to join EFF.
What about Chamisa? Therefore, then Chamisa was supposed to be in that Congress. Because what if Chamisa did not resign from MDCT?
Chamisa was sent from the MDCT. I think Dr. Cook announced that. So he should not be part and parcel of that. But what I'm just trying to say here is it's up to the party, the MDCT, to verify who came in, was the member on their voters' roll. If he was on their voters' roll, then it means they acknowledge that he was a member. They recognize him as an MDCT member. And he's guilty of double dipping there. If he belonged to both parties, then he has to say MDCT.
No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that I'm raising the red herring to say, look, it's rather strange that you have that, but it does not mean that that has a possibility of invalidating the process, because you cannot have a dual member moving motion from EFF and moving motion in MDCT. Don't you see that? That is a bit strange, but it has to be looked into. But that is not to say that Comrade Monzora would not have won. Maybe he would have won. But what we are saying is that they must adhere to constitutionalism, because these are the people who want to be leaders of the country. But if they are doing things that do not follow the constitution, which is the very reason why they were told by the Supreme Court to go and do that. But if they are doing something different, therefore, we will maintain our position that MDC, for the last 20 years, they've been a failure and they'll continue to fail. Even in 2023, they'll continue to fail. That's why we are saying that people must abandon this so-called MDC, whatever, in whatever form, in whatever shape. Even if they split, people must not take them seriously. People must start voting for other political parties that will actually, bring change, real change, total change, such as EFF Zimbabwe, which believes in a borderless Africa, in one Africa, an Africa that is very proud of itself.
Yes, we hear that's a very interesting discussion, Jonga. So we are still trying to get hold of Mr. Witness Dube, and it seems as if his line is really problematic. But we've got a video of Miss Cooper. You know, yesterday she said a lot of things before, going for the election. So let's hear what she said before she went into the venue of the Congress and then stormed out later.
Umuntu ozangena endaweni eyayilobaba uSangirai wasichiyayo. So siyathaba kakhulu, and ngilethemba lokuthi kuzahamba kuhle. Sifuna ukuthi kuhambe kuhle, abantu bazikhethele upresident abamfunayo ngendlela eqondileyo, ukwenzela ukuthi yena lo ozawina ngoseqhubela umsebenzi phambili. Lokunye okumangalisayo sengisebenzini, ngizamile ukuthi ngikhankase, kodwa kube sekusebantwini ukuthi bazikhethele umuntu abamfunayo. Kodwa lami sengizamile ukuthi ngikhankase ukuthi hayi bakithi, alike ngilingizame lami linginika ithuba. Ngilikhokhele libone ukuthi ngizenzani njengomkhokheli njengoba ngike nga-acta nje isikhathi sonke sona lesi after i-Supreme Court anti ngimakade ngi-acta. So ngicebile sibile ebantwini ngalicela ivoti labo, and khathesi ngilokhe ngilicela ivoti labo ngilethemba lokuthi bazanginika lelo voti. Ukuthi vele mina injongo yami sonke isikhathi ukuthi ngifuna ukusebenzela abantu, ngithanda ukuthi ngisebenzele abantu ukuthi babe le mpilo ezinhle. So bengibatshela ukuthi ngicela ukuthi linginike ithuba, ngike ngilizamele lami, ngike ngizame amaqhinga ami, ngibone ukuthi khona ngingayenzani ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kube benguquko. Ngokuthi okuqakathekileyo bakithi ukuthi sikhulise isizwe sethu, sithuthukise isizwe sethu, ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu oselizweni abe lama basic needs. Wonke umuntu kufanele azi ukuthi ifeshe yekhekhe yeZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yilizwe elinotho okunye okumangalisayo, le-gold, le-diamond, le-methane, layo yonke into, kodwa ungakhangela abantu bayadubeka. So kuqakathekile ukuthi thina njengabakhokheli sithathe izakhiwa lesana sizibisele ebantwini. So yikho kwangifuqayo mina ukuthi ngifuna ukuba ngomunye walaba abantu ozasebenzela abantu qobo. Ngibona ukuthi abantu bonke balempilo ezinhle, balempilo eziguqulekileyo, siguqule isizwe sethu. kunabanye abantu asebathiya ibandla. So asebathiya ibandla ayiso ngcenye e-extraordinary congress. I-extraordinary congress ibuya kuphela abantu abayiba bavumelana le-Supreme Court judgment yani yaphumayo. So yibe silabo khona lapho. Bona labo abazabuya inani lona leli yilo esizaqhuba labo umsebenzi. Labo abasebadecide ukuthi hayi bona bakulunye iluhlu hayi akunanto esingayenza njalo asibafoseli ukuthi babuye nabo. I-contest yangikhona ngilethemba lokuthi abantu kathe sinqabe khetha umuntu ngabasoze bakhangela ukuthi umuntu ungumama kumbe ungubaba, umuntu uliNdebele kumbe ulishona. Ngokuthi abantu kabadli khona lokhu, abantu kufanele bekhangele umkhokheli ngomsebenzi wakhe awenzayo, ngokuthi bafuna umkhokheli ozabakhokhela, ozabenzela izinto ukwenzela ukuthi abantu kube lenguquko, abantu kube nempilo ezinhle, abantu kube lemisebenzi nokuthi ezindlini zabo kube lezibhedlela ezinhle, lezikolo ezinhle, abantu kube namanzi ahlanzekileyo. Yikho abantu okufanele bekhangele ukuthi uma bekhetha bakhetha ubukhokheli, ubukhokheli obuzabasebenzela ukuthi impilo zabo ziguquke. And bethemba lokuthi uma abantu namhlanje bevota ku-extraordinary congress yethu lapha bazananzelela ukuthi abavoteli umuntu ngokuthi ungumama kumbe ungubaba, ngokuthi umuntu uliNdebele kumbe ulishona, bazavotela umkhokheli abafuna ukuthi umkhokheli abasebenzile.
Yes, so Jonga, that is Mr. Ozana Kope. She's very optimistic that she has got this bright future for Zimbabweans. So, but it seems as if things didn't go that way. So, in essence, she was saying that she was campaigning and hoping that people were going to vote for her. But it seems as if things didn't go the way she wanted. So, it's really a big setback for her. But she's got these kind of high hopes that she's there for Zimbabweans. So, there you are, Chonga.
Yes, Gibbs, you were talking of trying to bring in Mr. Dan Moyo. What happened there?
Yes, Dan Moyo sent us a message and said he has just jumped into a meeting. So he's not going to be available. So, yes, so we still have another video of a lady who is the MP for Matabele North, and that is Lwazi Sibanda. So she was rooting for, you know, Thokozani Kube, and she was hopeful that Miss Kube was going to win. Here's what she said.
Honorable Lwazi Sibanda, imelele iMatabele North Province as a whole. Namhlanje ngizwa ngijabula ngoba yayikade silimele ilanga leli lokuthi sizokhetha umuntu ozangena esikhundleni sika Morgan Tsvangirai. Namhlanje siyajabula sifuna ukwenza ukukhetha umthandalo nyama yembongolo khetha umthandalo. Mina elami ibhiza ngiyathi liyaphuma ngoshuti. Elami ibhiza vele ngihamba lomama. Okungala mama khona kuhanje. Uze ube ngaka lawe lusi uyijenalisi wazaba ngumama. So abantu bonke ngabaya ngami ngabathi mama. Ngoba bonke bakhokha bekhokha emhlabeni ngumama wabazalayo. Akulo wazalwa ngubaba. Abantu nje abazama ukuthula imiqondo yabo bekhetha ukuthi bona ubebele ivotele umama. Sonke sithi kumama. Vele umuntu osenebandla lakhe lizimele lodwa akumelanga simfosezele entweni angayifuniyo. Anti wavela wakwenza uTsvangirai ethile ukuthi uTsvangirai kakabe kusemoshani yena sezibekha isikhudi sesinanguye umakhonya. So vele kurayithi nxa bengabuyanga bahambeza lalo labo ibandla lathi siqhubeke ngebandla leyathiwa ngobaba uTsvangirai. Abasifunayo bazabuya bezosixhasa. Siyathanda noma asithandi yena uthawuza ukumeteza esife njengoba yena nguye wayiphambanisile. Anti wakumele abuye ezohlangana nomama umakhulu asingaxolisa abaxolisela khona nxabe emxola wabezamxolela kuzaphazamisa sibili kodwa abantu zabazaza wafundisa njengoba vele isikhathi sokhetha sasikhathana. Abantu kuyakhulunywa kugcwele kuthiwa ngoku-WhatsApp bakubona abantu bambona umuntu orongo bambona umuntu orayit ngoba uthamisa vele othi sevele yena uvele kuthiwa ngumuntu obambane yabantu lebandla le-ZANU-PF abangakuhambanaga le-ZANU-PF abanawo abuye. Asimzondi siyamthanda kamisa. Njengamanje akusala ngifila personal endlayo la. Ngiyamthanda. Abona yena wapi yawaze eshini. Wavula icala la. Sahamba ke namhla ngaye Congress ehlangene yothi khetha umuntu oyi-1. Owinile uwinile siyamlandela kuphela after that.
And we also have Mr. Morgan Komiti Jonga. Let's hear what he said.
That's a good idea, man. Kuti kuya ku Congress kana kusauya. I-choice yawo. Akagoni kumani futhi. Supreme Court yanga iri very fair yakataura zvinhu zvakachena kuti after makanganisa process yamakaita succession mukauya kucourt kunoku mukaarudza kucourt tizokerai munoita a proper process with the extraordinary congress nese vana vemhisa mose havana kutsvirirwa nanhi kana nanhiko asi pakazowanikwa vamwe vanhu vakatsvidza not to do saka idemocratic right yavo asi vakawanda varipo va 2014 vazhinji ndova uya nasa kukona wakazara panda ndova 2014 and it's also in any of the leader and prepared to welcome anyone even as Lakuya after Congress kana dava mtungamire kutite rebuild the organization nukuti vana member asinu msimwe chete ipapa kukwant forum rukuona havana kuya one day waka uya mkwa zakasia na siyani saka apana atina mtemo kuti after EOC vana wachawi zinge chukua gamusha zakari wa shio wazo kutuwa party in number ya vana tuta number ya uombe kutipati kure kwa hivyo zinu atinga wa shori kana kwa tuka asikutula wakata choice ya avu yukutu rasa wea wakumisa.
So that's Mr. Komichi there, Chonga. You heard him, right? Yes, I think Witness Dube has actually joined us, Chonga. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Sorry for my poor connection.
Oh, yes. No problem. So go ahead. So we see that there are these problems that, you know, are being mentioned by the Tokozani Kupe, by the Tokozani Kupe MTC formation. You know, she's actually saying, you know, Monzora has been suspended. And then the Congress, in terms of the outcomes, there's a lot that is wrong there. So what's your take on that, just briefly?
Okay, I don't know how much has been said in your show, but basically, it's unfortunate that Madam Tokozani Kupe will purport to have suspended Congress. No one has got authority to suspend Congress. Once Congress is in motion and it's on its agenda, in this case, the agenda was to elect the substantive president. At that moment, no one had any power, any jacket, any constitutional power to suspend Congress because it had been convened to elect a president, and Madam Tokozani Kupe herself was a candidate together with three others. So she had been stripped down to a candidate. All the powers that are vested in the vice president and acting president were not hers to effect on the day, because that power had been transferred to the Independent Electoral Management Board. They were the only ones who had the authority at any moment in time to stop the election and effectively stopping the Congress if they deemed that there were any violations of the rules of MTC which warranted that stoppage. So what she did is a nullity, and it was just, it should be just, it should be read as actions of somebody who was emotional at a time when she felt that things were not going her way in a Congress. And basically the processes that had been followed to the Congress itself had been agreed upon from the voters' roll. The voters' roll was generated by the organs of the party under the direction of the National Council. She was part of it. Specifically, the National Council directed that contestants bring two polling agents, making it eight in all, the total polling agents for the four contestants, and then they were led by the directorate secretary, elections directorate secretary and organizing secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And their output was then to be scrutinized by the provinces, which were given the final authority to have a say on who is in the voters' roll. And the provinces duly did that, and they signed the voters' roll. And once the voters' roll was signed, it was handed over to the Independent Electoral Board.
But it seems as if Ms. Kupe is saying that's not the same voters' roll that you agreed on. So she's claiming that Monzora actually rigged the election. Stronger, you can join in there.
It cannot be so. It cannot be that her polling agent gave the voters' roll to the Independent Electoral Board together with other polling agents, and they allowed the election to kickstart with the voters' roll in their hands. It's the same voters' roll that was in their hands as the election started. So when at what point did the voters' roll change? Because when the election started and when the five provinces were voting, it was the same voters' roll that was being used.
Yes,
so at what point did the voters' roll change?
Mr. Dube, there are some who are saying that the election was not even supposed to take off because it didn't constitute a full quorum. What's the point here?
The issue of e-quorum of an extraordinary Congress has to be looked at in context. Extraordinary Congress is convened to do the business of extraordinary Congress, and the quorum is a the number of people that have come to the extraordinary Congress. In this case, there are people that left the MDC and joined other political parties, knowing that political parties are voluntary organizations. Those that remain in the party are the ones with the duty to then fulfill the obligations of the Constitution, because they cannot be held at ransom by those that left. And so the duty was to elect a substantive president by the members that remain in the party. And of the members that the party feels remain are still remaining, 1,024 was correct. So the issue of the quorum does not really arise. And all the candidates got into the race, and the race started because they knew that constitutionally we were on the right footing. And none of the candidates has so far disputed that the Congress was correct.
Yeah, so Chonga, you can pose another question.
Yes, I'm going to go to Mr. Dube, I'm going to go to Zuru Shona. But Dube, no kind of
information. Yes, Munga Kande, Ndicha, Zamane, Kandino, Gona.
Yes. But Dube, wakawanda, la tukuzwa, wakuta, wakabamtelepe, wakabuda musangano, wakuta, wakabamondora. Baka pirira, baka antide mande pamsoro soro kana vachi zvino zvinova kutaura sarudzo idzo dzekuti dzakapirirwa kuburikidzwa nekubvira kuvoters roll nenyaya yekunzi paiwisa vanhu vakanga vasiri nhengo dzepato reMPPT asi vakakwanisa kuvachikwanisa kuvhota zvatanzwawo vepato reEFF vatinawo pano vainocent divani vachitotsinhirwa kuti mumwe wanhu akasimuka achiisa motion yekutsigira zvabuda musarudzo kuti vamonzera vasarudzo inhengo yavo yebato reEFF. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pezvipomerwa izvo?
Ndingazive kuti ivavo vari kutaura kuti munhu akasimuka pacongress yeMDC iyoyo inhengo yavo kuti vane humbo hupi, nekuti isusu maziviro edu munhu iyeye anga ari palist yemadelegates eMDC muna 2014 and ari pare zvino kusvika nezuro paakauya kucongress akazadzikisa zvese zvinoita kuti tizive kuti munhu inhengo yedu, anenge ari a member in good standing yepati zvinomupa kodzero rekuti auye. Saka handingazive kuti ivowo vari kudaro vanenge vari nehumbo hupi, but handifungi kuti vanhu veEFF vakasvike pakuziva mamembers edu kupfuura isu tiri nhengo dzeMDC. Munhu iyeye tinoshanda naye kuMDC, maprograms edu eMDC, kuti vazoziva kuti tine congress vakauya vakawana zita ravo ririko zoreva kuti inhengo yedu pamarecords neinaction yavakaita iyoyo. Saka ndofunga kuti vanhu varingozamawo kukandira madhaka mubasa rakanakanaka chairo chairo raitiwa ivo veEFF vacho, hatisati tamboona congress yavo vachiita zvavo. Saka kuzoda kukomenda nezveMDCT nemamembers aya ndifunge kuti zvingatibetsere izvo.
Yes, tike sivhale kurambo baba Dube. Lo ndivali apongopendula ngamafutshane sibili, ndivali 30 seconds baba isikhathi sasabili.
Ye, ndicela ukumpendula ubaba Dube ukuthi hayi uShelton Chiyangwa wajoyina iEFF ngo-2019 kwaze kwafika ukuthi ehambe eserepresenta kwenye i-event ye-EFF. Yonke le public information uhamba ku-YouTube uzambona. Uze wabhala enye incwadi ebhalela uJulius Malema recently, and uComrade Shelton kade ngu-national chairperson we-EFF eZimbabwe. So it is not difficult even to prove to you ukuthi hayi kade yimemba yethu. So engikutsho mna ukuthi kade ngingakabikwazi ukuthi waresigna nini. Kodwa engikutsho akutsho ukuthi lokho kutsho ukuthi i-Congress yenu si-destroya khonokho, kodwa ngireza nje ama-concerns there. But into ebuhlungu baba Dube kutshaywa kamama uMakhuphe, umuntu owumuntu omdala, umuntu ongasizala thina singaka. And akulabudu, and lawe mfisa ukuthi engaye into le uyayikhondema very clearly. You may find ukuthi engxenye vele uba Monzora kade ezawina even ndingayenzanga i-chaos kumbe i-violence kumbe ukuswapha amalokhuzen ama i-voters register yenu.
Bengekho ephakathi isikhathi eside mphephetha, ngicela ukuphendula masinya mhlawumbe isikhathi sakho sesitela. Ubaba into azikhulumayo lapha ezinye zakhona asola ngazo ubaba uMonzora, akulabo ubufakazi bokuthi ubaba uMonzora. Yebo, mama uKuphe ngabe phanjanisiwe
kodwa akumelanga ukuthi kube yindaba yokuthi sengathola uzwelo ngokusolisa ubaba uMontora. Umama ufuphe yena ngwakhe njengomuntu omdala njengoba besitsho. Ukuziphatha kwakhe kwekuthini angene lapho kuvotwa khona abe umuntu ofuna ukuthi yena ngokwakhe mathupha ahlutune amavoti aphume lawo. Akuthe kungasiyo nto ekathi ngenza ukuthi aphatheke kuhle emphakathini, kodwa lokho kwenzakele kuye akula muntu okusekelayo, lokho kwenzakele kuye akula ngihlanganiswe ngama ithi kulungile. Kodwa kungabi indlela yokuthi uzwelo lokuthi kweso kusolwa ukukhethwa kukababa uDouglas Montora, ngoba bebeme ngokufana nayo bonke bephethwe lugatsha obuluqhuba ukhetho lwe-MDC. Ubaba uDouglas Montora wazinqobela ngokuqondileyo, ngakho kake la nsolo angaba nayo phakathi kokwenzakeleyo ku-MDC post-election.
Yes, what's the way forward between the two? There are now factions, definitely. What's the way forward?
Ubaba uMontora njengo-president omutsha, isifiso sakhe ukuthi bahlale phansi bakhulumisane njengabakhokheli. Uyakunanzelela ukuthi yebo kambe engabe enqobile, kodwa siyadinga wonke amalunga e-MDC njalo siyadinga bonke abakhokheli be-MDC. Enkulumeni yakhe yokuyamukela ukuba ngumongameli izolo, ukubeka kwacaca ukubana hatshi, uyakunanzelela ukuthi okunye kwakhona kungaba phela kuyikuthi ngesikhathi ukhetho luqhutshwa abanye bayabe behluzulekile emoyeni ngempumela ezibe khona, kodwa ke akutho ukuthi singahluzuleka sokumele sixabane singasasebenzi sonke. Kumele ukuthi abantu bathathisise umbono ngomva kokuphefumulela phansi phezulu, base bebona ukuthi hatshi ibandla linye umkhokheli osekhethiwe nguyenalo ubaba uDouglas Montora, ngoba abantu nxa sebekhulumile e-Extraordinary Congress akusela lunye ugatsha olungaphinde lunqume ngalokho ngaphandle kokuthi size siye ku-Ordinary Congress okuyiso isigaba esilandelayo. Ngakho akusela inye ilunga lombutho elingahlangana ukuthi lihluthe lokho okwenzakale izolo. So ubaba uMontora uyasisa ukuthi sihlale phansi labanye abakhokheli siqhubeke ngebandla lethu njengoba besenza, sifohle nje ngokwenzakele izolo kube ngawotshwala mhlawumbe.
Ngasikhiwa nje 30 seconds.
Ubaba Mr. Douglas Montora, the newly elected president of the MTC, would wish that we have a round table with the other candidates who are not so fortunate. He realizes that perhaps what happened yesterday was just a result of the heat of the moment kind of reactions and emotions that must not be allowed to carry the day. So really, he does not think that what is supported to be an imminent split is actually supposed to end up as a split, but it should just be a curve that we take as a party and we go on to be one united MDC and get back to the ways that we
thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much, Mr. Witness Dube. He is an MDC activist and he supports Mr. Douglas Montora, who appears to be the new president of the MTCT following a disputed election at the MTCT Extraordinary Congress. Wish to take this opportunity as well to thank Mr. Thomas Moswingwe, who was conducting the elections together with some other people, and Mr. Innocent Ndibale of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm John Kandemiri.
Thank you very much and good night.